stabbed at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. WWTV's Adam Bartlemy was on the scene after the 42-year-old man went on the rampage.
Grand Traverse County Sheriff Michael Shea says,
we have 6 male victims and 5 female victims, ages unknown at this time.
Not much is known about the suspect except that he is from Michigan. Shea did not have anything more specific.
It appears there were random acts. The victims were not predetermined.
An American Airlines plane about to take off from Denver had to be evacuated because of a problem with the plane's landing gear. This man was on board.
We were about to take off from Denver to Miami, and during the speed up, when the plane almost took off, we heard a loud boom, and I said, that's not good.
President Trump's in Scotland this weekend, a trip with 2 big things on the agenda, trade talks and golf. White House correspondent Weijia Zhang is there.
President Trump teed off with his son Eric and the U.S. ambassador to Britain at his luxury golf resort in Turnberry, Scotland. At the same time, hundreds of protesters gathered in front of the U.S. consulate in the Scottish capital, Edinburgh.
Even though he has Scottish roots, he's a disgrace to us.
And thousands gathered at families' first rallies across the country yesterday here, protesting the president's recent cuts to programs like Medicaid. Nicole Jorwick is with Caring Across Generations and was out on the National Mall in Washington.
We're doing it on the heels of the most historic cut of nearly $1 trillion to the program. And so many families rely on it, disabled people, seniors.
The hunger crisis has worsened in Gaza. The BBC's Hugo Bacheco reports.
Aid agencies are warning of mass starvation in Gaza because of the restrictions on the entry and distribution of supplies imposed by Israel. Even some of Israel's allies are blaming it for this crisis. Israel rejects the allegations, but under growing pressure, it has now announced it has resumed the airdrop of aid and says humanitarian corridors are to be created for UN convoys to deliver food and medicine. But with acute malnutrition rising and hunger spreading, for some, any help will probably arrive too late.
And remember when we were all told we should try to get 10,000 steps a day to be healthy? Turns out that's a little high. Health experts now say the magic number is 7,000. People who hit that mark daily had a 47% lower risk of death, a 25% lower risk of cardiovascular disease, and a 6% lower risk of cancer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Some L.A. residents took it upon themselves to get people to slow down.
They had enough of drivers blowing through stop signs and speeding near a popular park in their neighborhood in West L.A., so they painted their own bright yellow crosswalks. Jonathan Hale organized the project.
It would take a lot more effort to actually get the approval necessary to get it done than actually do the work, so I figured why not just do it myself.
Traffic definitely stops now. Before, perhaps without it there, they would just kind of blow through a little bit.
Resident Neil Imes is appreciative, but the city is not. It says unauthorized changes to public streets are illegal. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
An app that lets women discuss the men they date has been hacked. It's called T. Women post possible red flags about the men they've met on popular dating apps. The app's been breached, exposing thousands of selfies and photo IDs of its users. The company says no email addresses or phone numbers were accessed. It's now working with cybersecurity experts to secure its systems. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. The low within a few degrees of 70, a slight storm chance. For tomorrow, some early fog, then it'll be hot and humid. A high right around 90 degrees, the heat index approaching 100. Currently at 72 degrees.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. J-N. Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Wild thing.
hold me tight. I love you.
Rock the boat, rock on with your bad tip. Rock the boat, rock on with your bad tip. Rock the boat, roll it.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
Baby, I can't live without you. Please.
watch how things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
up on
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. Smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
WRJN. whiskey in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A man went on a mass stabbing rampage at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. CBS's Heather Bosch has details.
A 42-year-old Michigan resident went into a Walmart store in Garfield Township and started stabbing people with a folding knife, apparently at random. That's according to the Grand Traverse County Sheriff, who says a deputy was on scene within minutes, the suspect taken into custody.
11 people were wounded. 6 are said to be in critical condition. Passengers had to be evacuated from an American Airlines plane getting set to take off from Denver because of an issue with the landing gear. This man was on board.
He stopped it, and then about 30 seconds to a minute later, I guess people noticed that it was some smoke coming up, and at first the plane was just stopped, but then they decided to evacuate. It took him a little while to open the doors up.
Everyone was able to get off the plane safely. One minor injury was reported. Protesters took to the streets during the president's visit to Scotland. CBS's Weijia Zhang is there.
Many demonstrators carried signs linking the president to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Justice Department's reluctance to divulge more information about Epstein has dogged the president in recent weeks.
There's a dire humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and the BBC's Fiona McDonald tells us.
Israeli military says humanitarian corridors will be open in Gaza to allow UN convoys to deliver food and medicines. The announcement comes amid increasing international anger with Israel and warnings of mass starvation of Palestinians in the territory. Airdrops of aid, including flour, sugar, and canned food to northern